This is 7SD's Local Lunch with Jess, and it's time to chat about the Bridport Brave Winter Swim. We want you all to put Sunday, August 23 on the calendar. And to find out more, I'm joined now by Ben Coxon, who is from the Bridport Surf Lifesaving Club, one of the event organisers. Good afternoon, Ben. How are you going?
Yeah, good. How are you, Jess?
Good, thank you. Right, my first question, why? Why do you want us to go swimming in the ocean at 6:30 a.m. on Sunday the 23rd of August?
Because it's fun.
Why not, I guess?
Yeah, we started talking about it when Dark Mofo got cancelled.
Yep.
A few of us have done that in the past and had a great time. So we thought about replacing a solstice swim, but then the Tassie Scallop Fiesta is a big attraction in Bridport, so we attached the date to the Sunday just before the fiesta on the green.
Yep.
And so the date had to be moved when the Scallop Fiesta had to move, just with the coronavirus restrictions, but
Sure.
We're all good to go now.
Cool. So everything going to plan, the Scallop Fiesta then happens during the day, but the swim is at, it was a very specific time, was it 6:48 a.m?
Yeah, 6:48 is official sunrise.
Mm-hmm.
So if people are there sort of 6:30-ish and ready to go, we'll send people into the water right on 6:48, and I reckon about 30 seconds later they'll be racing back out again.
Yeah, I was just going to say, how long do you expect that they will stay in the water for? Are you completing a course, or is it just challenging yourself to see how you go?
Yeah, more of a plunge rather than a swim.
Gotcha.
So my experience is if you can last 2 or 3 minutes, then you're doing pretty well.
Absolutely, at this time of year, for sure. Late August, it might be maybe slightly warmer. It also might be colder.
The water temperature is pretty consistent for about 3 months, so we're probably looking at about water temperatures of 8 degrees.
Beautiful. That sounds lovely.
And just to be really clear, it's not a nude swim.
I was just going to say we need to talk dress code.
Yeah, it is. It's very much a family event, so my three little ones will all be jumping in. The less clothes that you can wear, the better.
Yep.
But there will certainly be kids around, so dress appropriately.
Gotcha.
For that, please.
And will you be allowing wetsuits if people don't feel so brave?
Yeah, absolutely. We want to get as many people to the beach and engage with the surf club and engage with the water as possible. So whatever people need to do to be comfortable, it'd just be great to see people there.
From a surf life-saving perspective, are you expecting lots of people to head to Bridport over the warmer months as we sort of embrace this whole holidaying at home concept?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's you can't get a bed in Bridport through summer, so it pretty much hits capacity anyway. And if then people are reluctant to travel outside the state or outside the country, I think that's only going to increase people wanting to stay local but still have a holiday.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we expect big numbers this year.
For sure. All right, the Bridport Brave Winter Swim. It is Sunday, August 23. Be there by about 6:30 in the morning. Now, do people need to register online or purchase a ticket or anything like that, or just turn up?
No, so it's a free event. We will be running a raffle. The Derby Floating Sauna have got in contact with us, and they're giving us a couple of private sauna sessions. So
cool.
We'll be raffling those off on the day at the swim and then again at the fiesta. But there's no cost to enter. We just want to get as many people there as possible. We will be taking names and contact details just as part of the COVID safe plan.
Sure.
So, we'll be putting details about that on Facebook, but encourage people to have that information ready just to hand to us rather than getting a big line of people filling in a registration book. Just if we can make that process seamless, that would be ideal.
Perfect. All right. Well, it sounds like a whole lot of fun. Hopefully it's a beautiful sunrise to start the day. We'll share all those links to our 7SD Facebook page as well, but all the best with it.
Excellent. Thanks, Jess.